Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Malachi chapter 3, the verses 1 to 4. Malachi 3, 1 to 4. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. My theme for reflection is refined by fire, redeemed by grace. Refined by fire, redeemed by grace. The season of Advent reminds me a bit of preparing for guests over the holidays. We have all been there, scrubbing every corner, vacuuming under the couch and hiding the clutter in the one room no one can enter. But no matter how much we clean, there is always that one guest who finds the smudge on the mirror or the cobweb in the corner. Our preparations, like our lives, are never perfect. Yet today, Malachi invites us to consider a guest who does not just visit, but transforms us entirely. A refiner who doesn't merely sweep the surface, but purifies us from within. Malachi paints a vivid picture of a messenger preparing the way for the Lord. This messenger signals more than a simple arrival. They announce a radical transformation. He is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Fire and soap are not gentle metaphors. They are tools of cleansing, forces that confront impurities head on. Malachi's audience needed this message. The priests had grown lax in their duties. The people were faithless and injustice abounded. Their offerings to God were tainted by impurity, not just physical blemishes on sacrifices, but moral and spiritual corruption. God's refining fire was not punitive, it was restorative. This image of fire, though intense, is filled with hope. Like gold and silver in the refiner's hands, we are not destroyed but made pure. Impurities are burnt away so that what is good, true, and beautiful can remain. My dear friends, Malachi's call to refinement is not limited to ancient Israel. It speaks to our lives here and now. We too carry impurities, pride, selfishness, grudges, and apathy that need the refining work of God. Think of the process of refining silver. The silversmith applies heat until impurities rise to the surface and can be removed. It is said that the silversmith knows the metal is pure when they can see their reflection in it. Similarly, God refines us until his image is reflected in our lives. But let us be honest. None of us like being refined. It is uncomfortable, often painful. We may resist the fire, clinging to what we know or fear losing what we think defines us. Yet, as the philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once remarked, God creates everything out of nothing, and everything which God is to use, he first reduces to nothing. This is not destruction, it is preparation. Advent is a season of preparation, not just for Christmas, but for Christ. It is a time for God's refining work, fire to work in us, burning away distractions, smoothing rough edges, and aligning our hearts with His purpose. I once heard of a pastor who described her journey of refinement. She shared how during a particularly difficult season of ministry, she felt overwhelmed by criticism and failure. She prayed fervently for God to fix the people and the circumstances around her. But slowly, through prayer and reflection, she realized that the real transformation needed to happen within her. God was refining her pride, teaching her humility, and deepening her compassion. Like that pastor, we may find that God's refining work doesn't always change our circumstances, but it changes us. It prepares us to offer what is pleasing to the Lord, a heart aligned with His will, a life rooted in His grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what impurities, habits, attitudes, or fears might God be calling you to release during this time? Number two, how can you embrace God's refining work in your life, even when it feels uncomfortable? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the refining fire of your love, which purifies us and prepares us for your purposes. As we journey through this season, help us to open our hearts to your transformative work. Burn away our pride, our distractions, and our fears, that we may reflect your image more clearly. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Refiner, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.